This episode of Locked On MLB is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. This podcast is being dropped on the fifth day of September 2021, a Sunday drop, and I'm going to have a Monday drop as well. We're having fun talking about baseball here on the Sunday before Labor Day, and we're going to be talking about a listener who thinks I'm biased and how the Oakland A's may have allowed a golden opportunity to pass. This show is available in the free and easy to use Odyssey app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a smart device, be sure to tell it to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pod. Subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow me on Twitter at Sully Baseball and Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. We're getting into some parts of the pennant race where it can get a little bit of anarchy going on there. And one of the really interesting things that happens when you get down to the final few weeks of the season is that any team can beat anybody. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, if you had told me that the New York Yankees were going to lose at home to the Baltimore Orioles, where they needed to pile up these wins, especially with the Red Sox playing well and the chance to give them some distance between the charging Mariners and the slumping Oakland A's, to say that the Orioles, who could not win a game during the Yankees' 13-game winning streak, it would have been absurd, but that's what can happen. It's one of the beauties of baseball. You see teams that are unlikely, like the Colorado Rockies, playing maybe not on Sunday, but in the previous games, they played a huge spoiler role against the Atlanta Braves, who are trying to make hay with the National League East. And the Miami Marlins, really, they didn't win today against Philadelphia. They lost an extra inning game, but the Marlins showed a lot. They showed a lot of character. They showed a lot of clutch ability, and they showed that pride. Teams don't want to have their name circled on a calendar as an easy win. These are major leaguers. Whether or not they're having a good season or not, they want to look up and say, hey, you're not going to push us over. We're not going to be easy dominoes. And you saw that with the Orioles with their big comeback victory that they had today. You saw that with the Twins holding off the Rays today. You saw that with Cleveland, who made sure the Red Sox were stymied after rally after rally after rally was killed. You saw that with the Rockies saying, hey, you're not going to do this to us, Braves. We're not a playoff team, but we're major leaguers. And you certainly saw that with the Miami Marlins and what they did. And the Philadelphia Phillies could not have gone into this weekend series any hotter than they did against Miami. And they had just won a slew of games. I'm going to go to baseballreference.com, the single greatest website in the history of planet Earth, to just double-check something. That's right. They swept the series against the Washington Nationals after sweeping or taking 3 out of 4 from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And they went from 5.5 back with a sub-500 ERA on Friday, August 27th, to having a winning record and being within 2 games of first place on Friday. That is a tremendous swing. And then they found themselves in Miami, and Miami clobbered them with Gibson on the mound, who at one point looked like was an American League Cy Young contender, got clobbered in Game 1. And then the Marlins came back to win Game 2, and they took the series from them. Now, granted, the Phillies managed to salvage 1 game in extra innings, where they were 1 swing away from losing that game twice. But in the end, teams like the Marlins, teams like the Rocks, teams like the Orioles, teams like the Indians, or teams that are not making the postseason this year, are going to have a certain amount of pride and are circling their own calendars to say, we're going to beat these, We're going to win these games. Which brings me to one of the things I wanted to talk about today. And something I want to make extraordinarily clear, whether or not you're watching here on the YouTube channel, whether you're following me on Twitter, as I mentioned before, I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter. You can see that on the YouTube page. I have a tremendous amount of respect for teams that show up, that have that sense of fight and that battle in them. And man, oh man, did I get an interesting comment on YouTube. And I have to just say, I love getting comments. And if you like this show, whether it's on YouTube or on, if you use Apple Podcasts or whatever it is, please, please, please leave a comment. Please, please, please leave a review. Please, please, please leave your thoughts. Notice how I phrase that. I did not say, please, please, please give me a 5-star review. Please, please, please say something nice. Because if you want to give me a 5-star review, great. If you don't, great. Tell me why. If you think that I'm doing something you don't like, tell me. If you think that I'm doing something bad or I'm an idiot, let me know. I may agree with you. There are some people in my life who would too. Or I might say, you misinterpreted this. But man, oh man, I got a couple of comments on the YouTube page from I'm going to call this person a loyal listener. I'm going to say it's a him because he lists his name as Kevin Clements. Hey, Kevin, if you're listening to this and watching this, how you doing, buddy? I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Now, you wrote to me on a video that I posted about my love for baseball when it gets to be September, that these are the points of the year where everything's feeling good, everything's feeling great. I'm going to not say the bad words, the dirty words that are said on here because I don't want a explicit rating on this, but you could probably figure out the words that this fellow was using. Said, Sully, that's me. Why are you so hateful against the Marlins? F off, a-hole. I'm a father. How dare you speak to me like that? As Marlins are about to sweep your sweetheart Phillies. There's a lot to unpack in that. Later, he wrote, I bet the Marlins finish ahead of your sweetheart Phillies. Okay, let's break this down. First of all, I went back and I rewatched the video because I thought, God, what did I say? I don't remember having any animosity or hatred towards the Miami Marlins. I don't think hatred or animosity against the Marlins is possible. Who hates the Marlins? Okay, maybe if you're an Indians fan, still bitter about 1997, but who hates the Marlins? Every team that they have beaten in the postseason over the years have gone on to win the World Series since then. The Giants, the Yankees, the Cubs. So there's not like a bitter fan base other than Cleveland Indian fans, but I'm not a Cleveland Indian fan. And so I have no ill will against the Marlins. In fact, I kind of like the Marlins. I kind of liked the fact that they are a quirky little piece of baseball history, that this franchise has 2 World Series titles, which, by the way, is the same number of titles that Cleveland has, the same number of titles that the Mets have. That's more titles than the Angels have. That's only one fewer title, than the Cubs have. And it's the same number of titles that the Philadelphia Phillies have. I would love to see the Marlins do well. I like that they made the postseason last year in the truncated season and moved on to the division series. Who hates the Marlins? Nobody hates the Marlins. You know, sometimes they've done some things that make me scratch my head. You know, when Derek Jeter running the team, it didn't seem to treat people like Andre Dawson or Tony Perez with the respect that I think that they've earned. Okay, may have had issues with that, but I have issues with all sorts of teams. You know, the Red Sox, I grew up in New England. Do you think I have issues with the Red Sox? I don't have issues with the Red Sox. I have a subscription. So let's not talk about the fact that I don't have hatred towards the Marlins. But the weird thing is that suddenly it was my sweetheart Phillies. My sweetheart Phillies. I don't know where this came from. I have never lived in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, in South Jersey, in Delaware. I have many, many relatives. Do you think I'm John Sullivan? John Sullivan's my cousin. He grew up a big Phillies fan. Maybe you got us confused. I did root for the Phillies several times in the postseason back when they used to be in the postseason, but the Marlins have been in the postseason more recently than the Philadelphia Phillies have. I confess, I like players like Ryan Howard or Roy Halladay or Jimmy Rollins or Cliff Lee when they all played for the Philadelphia Phillies. I like Cole Hamels. He was a Philly. The Phillies were one of my favorite teams when I was a kid, but that was mainly because I liked Mike Schmidt. I mean, could you be confused because when I was in Weston Little League in Weston, Massachusetts, our Little League team was called the Phillies? Maybe you went back and you found a picture of me wearing a Weston Phillies uniform. And you're like, ah, he must be a diehard Phillies fan. Here's the funny thing. I rewatched that video. I never mentioned the Phillies nor the Marlins in that entire video. And yet it triggered something. Maybe if you play it backwards, maybe there's a hidden message. If you play that video backwards, someone play it backwards, and I'm sure you're going to get some satanic messages and me saying, be sure to buy Built Bars. But did I say something about the Marlins or the Phillies? Am I speaking in code? Am I speaking in tongues? I don't know the answer to it. I know I have no hatred towards the Marlins. And while I have nothing against the Phillies, I have no great love for the Phillies. Hey, does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter, the confusion, and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device is required. Content varies by package. Do you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts, and who have more tools and more time. You don't have a chance. That is, until now. Stat Hero's first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you the lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name the stakes, winner take all, and you have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You're in total control. Stat Hero is daily fantasy sports the way it's meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon and sign up for free. And right now, you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, stathero.com/lockedon. If I'm rooting for any team to win the National League East, then I'm mainly rooting for it to be a three-way tie. That's what I want. I want a three-way tie for the National League East. If I have any wish that I would have talking to a genie about the National League East in 2021, that's what I would want, because none of those teams, the Atlanta, Philadelphia, or the Mets, none of those teams would be a wild card team. They would not pass Los Angeles. They would not pass San Francisco, and chances are they wouldn't pass San Diego or Cincinnati. So that would be three teams bunched together, and only one of them gets to go to the playoffs. I would love to see how that pile of spaghetti is untangled. Or maybe not a pile of spaghetti. It would be kind of your headphone cables. You know, when your headphone cables, and you put them in the drawer and you pull them up and suddenly they're tied in knots. And like, well, how the heck did that happen? That's what I want the National League East to be. And if it happens to be the Phillies who do it, great. Cool. That'd be fun. I have many friends who are Met fans, including my cousin Dave, who I love dearly. And I know he's a diehard Met fan. And I think that'd be fun to see the Mets in the postseason. I don't know where this came from. I don't. And I don't know what I said that would make someone interpret that as my love for the Phillies, my hatred for the Marlins. No. I would like to see the Marlins do well. I would love to have seen a five-way tie. And I would love to see the Marlins do well in the future. You know, I've not been to the stadium in Miami. I've only been to Miami once in my life and had a wonderful time when I was there. A buddy of mine got married there. Actually, two. I've been friends with the bride and the groom there. I realized two buddies of mine got married there. I was the only time I've ever been to Miami in my life was back in 2002. Had a lovely time there. Miami seems great. I love Philadelphia, and I love the history in Philadelphia. As some of you know, I'm a big American Revolution buff. So I have no problem with either city or either team. I'd like to see them both do well. For the statement in the second comment that my buddy Kevin Clements made, he said, I bet the Marlins finish ahead of your sweetheart Phillies. Again, the Phillies are somehow the team that I root for. That would be a tall order, especially with only 25, 26 games to play. If the Marlins went 20-5 the rest of the way, 20-5, if they did that, if they said they're going to win 20, let's, you know, no one's going to go 25-0. But let's say they win 20 of their final 25 games. The Phillies would have to lose 20 of their final 26 games in order to have the Marlins finish ahead. But hey, that'd be cool to see if that happens. I'd root for it, but only if it meant that there was continued chaos at the top of the National League East. So, look it, folks, I'd love it if you can comment, whether you're commenting on YouTube, whether you're commenting on Twitter. Let's talk a little bit about Built Bars. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everybody. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. The flavors, let's run them down, shall we? You got German chocolate, you got cookies and cream, you got orange, you got strawberry, you got salted caramel, double chocolate, mint brownie, cherry barcia, and coconut. My personal favorite, which is raspberry covered in chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box. We get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, they're good for you too. 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180. Only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today, get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry, whatever you want. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15, you get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. Hey, it's that time of year again where all eyes are turned to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL Mega Contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. And be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and use promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait. Take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert. I'm going to tell you that I'm recording this on the 5th. I'm dropping this on the 5th. And just now, Jake Cronenworth hit a walk-off home run, and the San Diego Padres defeated the Houston Astros. And that was quite a game, walk-off home run. Padres are hanging on to that wild card spot, and the Astros have lost a couple of games in a row. And I just can't help but think about the fate of the Oakland A's at this point. Because, well, let's just rewind the tape back, shall we? Let's go back to August 12th. That's less than a month ago. The A's pulled to within a game and a half of the Astros. And since that date, the Astros have been 500. 500. They have opened it up to the A's. The A's came within the precipice, and the Astros went on a 22-game stretch of mediocrity. And all the A's had to do was go 13-9, and they would be in first place in their division. Not in a wild card team, not battling for it. They would be first place. Now, 13-9 is not great, but it's okay. It's not bad. But instead, they've lost 15 of their next 22 games. Only the Orioles have been worse in that same stretch, and the Orioles just won a series against the Yankees. The difference between where they are now and what they could have been is six games. In that 22-game stretch, if six of the losses were in the win column, the A's would be in first place heading into Labor Day. And in that 22-game stretch, if there were six games, it could have flipped. Now, think about some of the games that they lost. Take the game on Friday where they let up 9 runs in the last 2 innings and lost on a walk-off by former Oakland A Marcus Semien. I'd say that's a game that could have been turned around. Were there 5 more in the stretch? I don't know. There was a game on Saturday. They scored 8 runs. Any game where you score 8 runs, that should be a win. And during this 22-game stretch, the A's have lost 5 games where they've scored 5 runs or more. This is a team with a good pitching staff. And 5 times they've lost games where they've scored 5 runs. Before the Semien home run game, you had the bullpen blew a 6-3 lead to the Tigers, allowed a 9th inning rally to the Yankees one game. They blew 1 8th inning game to the Giants and blew a 9th inning Giants lead another day. They had a 1-run loss to the Chicago White Sox. I think you're seeing my point. They've been getting some good starts, although Manaea has been fading and the Bassett injury has really hurt them. They've got some very good offense and got some great contributions from players, but they need a massive rally and a Red Sox or a Yankee collapse to just get a wild card spot. And time is running out at this point. There may not be enough time for the Oakland A's to do this. And the frustrating thing is if you're an A's fan, and I'm not. I'm going to be accused of being an A's fan now. It's just like as a Phillies fan, whatever. I have a soft spot in my heart for the A's. I know lots of A's fans. I like going to the Coliseum. I wouldn't mind seeing the A's doing well. And seeing they had the division open up to them. With the Astros at some point during this season looked like the favorite to win the American League pennant. And they have been the definition of mediocrity for the last 22 games, a stretch of which the A's were on the precipice of taking the division. And to see them drop the ball and lose so many games that were, you know, right there for them to take, it's just a little too much. It's too much. And when the A's do the autopsy of this season, and you can look to this and you can look to that, this particular stretch will be the time where, quite frankly, you said it was there. They got to that point. The Astros let them have the chance, and they blew it. And you got to wonder, as some of the other teams, as the Mariners and as the Blue Jays are catching up with them, if it's just too much to make up. Tomorrow's going to be Labor Day, the last signpost before the end of the season. There's no more room for any blown losses. A single blown loss at this point could torpedo your entire season. And the A's have done everything but put a bazooka to their foot. So, hey, tomorrow is Labor Day. I'm going to be posting a new show on Labor Day. And I just want to go through some things here. Go through some of the things on this Sunday, which is the 5th day of September. Follow us on the free News Use Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us on the YouTube channel as well. I'm posting some new videos there. This has been Locked On MLB for the 5th day of September 2021. Labor Day is upon us. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. You can call me Sully. Betting on Major League Baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts.